I'm your host, Woman Candidate Master, and one of the top female players in the Caribbean, Zara Majid. And welcome back to Queen's Advice Corner, part of the Queen's United Chess podcast. Every month, I share real advice, personal stories, and practical tips for beginner and intermediate players, especially those learning how to stay confident and calm over the board. Part 1, the clock is ticking. Today's episode is all about something that every chess player has faced: time pressure. That scary moment when the clock is ticking down and your brain feels like it's racing just to keep up. And let me tell you, I've been there. In fact, it happened to me just a few weeks ago at the Youth Olympiad in Colombia. I was playing this kid from Aruba, and the game was going great. I was up 2 pawns, and I had a dominating position. My pieces were so active, I felt totally in control. But then, the clock. I looked over and I saw I only had a few minutes left. And even though I had a 10-second increment, something inside me just started to panic. I could feel this little voice going in my head. You're gonna run out of time, you're gonna run out of time. You'll mess up. Just move, just move. So I did. I quickly made a move without double checking. And my opponent calmly slid his rook back, check. Next thing I knew, skewer. And my king moved and my whole rook was gone. And so was my advantage. If I had just taken a deep breath, reminded myself that 2 minutes is actually a lot of time, and remembered that I gained 10 seconds every move, I would have easily brought that win home. But I didn't stay calm. I rushed, and I paid the price. Part 2. Why time trouble makes us panic. So let's break down why this actually happens. When we're under pressure, especially with a clock, our body goes into something called fight or flight mode. Your heart beats faster. You stop calculating clearly. You start playing on instinct and not logic. But chess isn't just about instincts. It's about calm thinking under pressure. And the best players, the really strong ones, they train themselves to stay calm even in those last few minutes. Part 3, tips to stay calm under pressure. So, how do you stay cool when the clock is ticking? Tip 1, train with time pressure. Play practice games with short time controls, like 5 plus 5 or 10 plus 10, or even bullet, so your brain gets used to making faster and clearer decisions. Tip 2, use increment wisely. Remember, if you have an increment like 10 seconds, you don't have to panic. You're gaining time every single move. So use those seconds to breathe, calculate, and stay focused. Tip 3, before you move, even when you're low on time, take one deep breath before you make a move. It can help reset your brain and help you avoid those silly blunders. Bonus tip, practice puzzles with a timer. This helps your mind get faster under pressure, but also helps you focus even when those seconds are flying by. Final thought, when I lost that game in Colombia, it really hurt, but I didn't lose just because of the position. I lost because I panicked. So if you ever feel that panic rising, let's say you may have 2 minutes left, just remember this, 2 minutes is still 120 seconds. That's enough time for 10 good decisions. And every move gives you a chance to reset, refocus, and breathe before you move. So stay calm under pressure and you'll be unstoppable. That's it for this month's episode of Queen's Advice Corner. If this episode helped you, please share it with a chess friend who struggles with time trouble. You're not alone, and we all blunder sometimes. But we can learn, grow, and rise again. If you've enjoyed this episode, please follow us on Spotify and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And I'll see you next month for more advice straight from the board. Until then, keep rising, keep shining, and keep playing like a queen.